The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from an uncorrupt corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. And now, ready to accept your bribes, here's Nate.
I am. Welcome back, everybody, to year four. That's right, year four of the Nate Darling Show. We just passed three full years of podcasting goodness.
We're in our second Olympiad or something.
Oh, I was going to say, that's like high school.
we're seniors.
I was like, and if you did college, right? But so I took 5 years.
Can we play that Vitamin C graduation song?
Oh my gosh, that was a thing. I heard, I don't know if you saw this, but like I made a post because I heard on the radio that, you know, that song by whatever his name is, like You the Man or I'm the Man, Someone's the Man.
Aloe Black.
I was going to say Black, but that was racist.
That song is, it's Your Song by Elton John. He just samples it.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, I thought it sounded familiar because I really do like the Elton John song, but they are saying that was the graduation song for 2014.
Ow. Oh, wow.
And I was like, well, we had vitamin C, so obviously society has downgraded itself.
Hey, no, good news for everybody. Good God, I don't want to do that.
Spread good news? Hell no, that's not our role here.
No, not that. It was a message. Right now, WWE is offering a free preview that requires no credit card.
A preview of what?
The WWE Network.
Been there, done that, doing it now.
No credit card. How do they do it with no credit card?
They just give it to you free for a week. You just go in and put in your information and say, I would like it for a week. And after a week, they turn it off or you have to give them a credit card.
Go for it, Diana. Now's your chance, Diana.
To do what?
Learn to appreciate the sport that is not a sport.
Okay, how about this? We do a podcast out where we watch golf.
Oh, why do I have to be punished for liking wrestling? I'm just kidding. Aww.
Ted is on fire today.
I'm on fire.
He's bringing the claws out.
Ted is en fuego.
Uh-oh. You can lash back if you need to.
I'm just off my game, man.
Oh, okay.
So it was just after the 4th of July, 2011, when the first podcast hit, and it was a two-man operation. Just me and a gay dude named Larry. It's true.
Hey, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
He's the best.
A couple weeks later, we added Mel, and the number one song in the country at that point was Adele and Rolling in the Deep.
Oh, my God.
There's a fire starting in my
This was number one when the podcast started, but only for about a week or so, because then America needed Pitbull.
This song was pretty good, though. This hook. I love the hook. Besides that, whatever.
But only for a week. And by the time Mel Gelbart, hi Mel, joined the show, it was time for some real party rockin'. And this was the number one song in America.
This was after Adele and Pitbull and Neo? Wow.
It was number one in August of 2011, 3 years ago.
Fuck.
Yeah. It was quite the summer, wasn't it?
And oh my gosh, I feel so old now.
Well, you should.
Because I remember getting like super drunk to this. Like when this song came on the club, like everyone just like lost their shit.
The club.
Kind of like that fun song. That happened for a bit. Like I just like started to like stop partying then because I was like, this is going to be that fucking song that everyone's going to be drunk and wrap their arms around their friends and be like, we were young. I don't fucking even know the song anymore.
Well, fast forward to our one-year anniversary. It was still the three-person podcast of me and Larry and Mel. And there was a new number one song in the country that took us over for weeks and weeks and weeks in the summer of 2012.
I am bumping her album in my car right now.
My kid loves this song. Or she used to. I mean, she's fickle.
I've always wanted... Okay, you just compared me to a four-year-old?
She's got good taste.
She does, actually. We've discussed it.
She's down with a lot.
I've actually kind of used this song to like hit on a girl.
Did it work?
I think it did. It was over text message, so I don't know if she was being sarcastic or not.
Well, I've done this for karaoke, and it is fun.
It's a perfect like summer song.
It is. You know Justin Bieber helped co-wrote this?
It's still a good song.
Oh, wait, hold on.
What?
And then
it makes
last
it better. It makes it better.
Oh, sorry. We're on different wavelengths. That's
and
the
then
problem.
Last year.
I don't know what to do with this song because it's so good. It's
last
so
year when you guys,
crazy.
The podcast was all, well, Diana wasn't on the show yet, but Christiana, you were here.
Oh,
Ted, you
song.
Were here.
Yep.
I had issues.
It's true.
And this song also I have issues with.
You have issues with this song?
I'm conflicted.
Are you? Why?
Because it sounds cool, but it's really disturbing if you listen to it or watch the video. That's just me, perhaps. Not just me, obviously.
All right.
What?
Well, you know what they say about you, Ted.
I'm a nice guy.
You're a nice guy. You're a nice guy.
So it's understandable you'd feel that way.
They do say that.
How about that whole... I don't understand the whole Robin Thicke thing with his wife and trying to get her back. Not.
I don't. I,
have you seen her?
Tuned it out.
No.
I've not seen her.
She's an attractive woman, but he can get attractive women. But the thing
have
is, he
you
doesn't.
Seen her?
He doesn't. No, but he hasn't either, and that's the point.
Oh.
Oh.
So he's doing all these weird public appeals, like a love struck teenager. It's kind of sad.
Is it a publicity stunt? Or is he really sad?
Well, people, that's how they do it. Everyone, you know, has a soft spot for like the romantic.
He's
big romantic gestures.
What's her name? Sorry.
Oh fuck! What is her name?
Paula.
Paula
Patton.
That's oh.
Paula Patton, right?
Yeah,
maybe. Okay. I think so.
Right. It is.
It's not Poundstone.
Well,
it's not Paula Poundstone.
But then the thing is with Robin Thicke, though, like, she seems, like, really, like, cool, down to earth. Like, you can find a lot of hot chicks, but to find a hot chick that's down to earth, that's wifey material. You lock that shit down.
And he did.
And then he
and
fucked
she,
up. You
and
don't
she was
fuck supposed, that up.
And she was supposedly really cool. She was cool and okay with the video with the topless girls
it
and
was
the
her
foam
idea.
Fingers. Yeah. And then something happened.
He probably fucked up.
Did he?
I don't know.
It's hard
know.
To say.
I just...
I love it. Here's the thing. Anytime that something breaks up and the woman is like, I'm done, I'm out of here, or the woman cheats or whatever, it's like, he must have done something.
No, that's wrong. If she cheated, then she, like, that's wrong of her. But sometimes guys do stuff and it's just like, well, no. If she's just like, I'm over you, he fucked up. Because if he didn't fuck up, then she would have been, you know, like, oh, she's sad and shit, I guess. I mean, I'm obviously not, like, the insider source, but... From, you know, me being judgmental and making assumptions, like, I just assumed that he fucked up.
According to Huffington Post, there's a series of public sightings of Thicke intimately touching and dancing with other women. Is that what broke them up?
Probably.
But maybe she forced him to do it.
Because he looks like that, and he can get any other hot girl. Right, Nate? Isn't that what that is?
Well, he can. He just shouldn't have.
No.
If he wanted to keep his wife.
See, that's like wifey material. You don't fuck up someone. I don't know.
That's what he did. And now, of course, the number one song in the country is... something called Fancy.
Is this really still number one?
Yeah, number
still?
One.
Wow.
I just checked. It's number one.
It's going to be number one for a while, right? It's been number one for a while?
Yeah.
It's a good song. I thought Iggy... So I watched like a brief snippet. It wasn't a video. It was an ad for a new app, like music app from the Google Play Store. And they had this Iggy on and then some other girl next to her who actually sings the hook. I thought Iggy was singing the hook the whole entire time, but I guess not. Because it's not, it's Iggy, right? It's not like Iggy featuring nobody who can sing. It's
Iggy, Azalea, and Charlie, C-H-A-R-L-I.
Is that her
name? And then XCX.
Is that her name? I thought that was like a producer's name. You know how they do that
I'm just going by the, I'm just going by the artist in Spotify.
I feel old because I just stopped caring.
That's what old people do.
Is that what they do?
This song,
I don't know,
this
I don't care.
This song just makes me want Gwen Stefani to drop a new album.
Oh yeah,
it sounds like Gwen Stefani.
I think if she like stuck to her guns, like she or her, you know, I think.
Well,
so.
If Gwen Stefani were rapping, but yeah, I see what you're saying.
She kind of does lightweight in her songs.
Hmm.
It's not the talking part, but the I'm so fancy chorus part sounds like
it is totally like Gwen. I think it would have been sick if Iggy did a song with Gwen.
You know what would be sick? If Iggy toured with Lady Gaga and Gwen Stefani toured with Madonna, and they just had dueling tours. That follow each other around.
I can't picture Iggy and Mother Monster like getting along at all.
I'm just saying the sound alikes.
I like, what is it? Is it Nicki Minaj? She's in like a, who's the more legit, authentic?
Yeah, I think she got an
thing.
Award.
Right now, yeah, she said, talked about it like the BET Awards. It was kind of interesting.
I heard about that.
Hold on. Were you watching the BET Awards?
I like to read the highlights of everything that happens in the world.
Sure.
So that I can drop gems like that on
world
this show
highlights.
And elsewhere.
Well, I was just curious.
That's what makes me lethal in trivia games.
I didn't want to judge you and say, how could you be watching the BET Awards? Because I don't know.
I'm sorry. Just because they're called BET doesn't mean like BET... BNWP, which would be BET but no white people.
I think that was implied. Oh, wait, no.
Why just white people?
JK, JK.
I'm sure Eminem was there.
Poor white people.
No, yeah, Eminem. No, they're like, I think Robin Thicke goes to those things too.
Sure.
They're like expanding.
Yeah. Well, either way.
Better if Alan Thicke went.
BET, you heard that?
Show me that smile again. I'm just curious. Hold on. You guys can talk. When I say hold on,
we're waiting. I'm jamming out, dude. Like, I'm too
waiting for you.
I'm too busy to be talking right now.
There's nothing on Spotify. So anyway, those are the number one songs in the country as the podcast years have ticked by.
I thought Rihanna would have had Rihanna, yeah.
Well, I'm just talking about what was number one the week of July 4th.
That's what it was.
This is sort of an anniversary show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yay, happy birthday.
Like America and the podcast, you guys.
What?
All at one time.
It's true.
Two equally important birthdays.
equally important.
Give me liberty or give me podcast, bitches.
Yeah, in March of 2011, Lady Gaga's "Born This Way" was huge.
I do remember that. That's when I was a fan.
That was you've thrown her over. You've thrown over Gaga.
I've been over her for a while.
Okay,
I think it might have been the meat dress or whatever the fuck she did.
Sure, I
meat
can get that.
Dress.
Like she couldn't even cook that shit. It was just like children are starving.
That's the
only
problem.
That was the only thing.
That's how I feel whenever I see anybody wearing Lululemon.
Children are starving.
They need citrus.
Is it that? Okay.
No, like that you just meant? Don't no. need to. You don't need to wear $200 yoga pants.
Yeah, I heard
buy
about
$30
that.
Yoga pants. Give the other $100 and $70 to something else.
Or you can go to Nordstrom Rack and get some yoga pants really cheap.
Right? Yeah.
And open an account.
Shit. Get some anywhere.
Or you can subscribe to the WWE Network. Sorry, go ahead.
Or you can go on the Amazon through the shop,
through
Amazon tab.
On NateDarlingShow.com.
Yeah.
It helps support the show, and it doesn't cost you anything extra, and we do appreciate it. And June was quite frankly disappointing. I'm just going to say it.
Jeez, people.
It was a disappointing month.
God.
It was a down month. Did you not buy your Father's Day gifts, people?
Oh, shit, that happened?
Yeah, that happened.
I took my dad out for dinner.
At Amazon?
I sent a card and
damn
I had
it.
A
an
gift
option.
At home. It's not has anything to do with
I blame Amazon for not having sushi coupons.
I just actually just bought my dad's Father's Day gift because he didn't tell me what he wanted. So I figured, you know what, I'm going to wait until he drops like I kind of want this, rather than just get him something on the day. So I did that on Amazon. Got him some 16-foot jumper cables.
Isn't the whole point of like a present is to like guess what the person will like? Something that they probably wouldn't have thought of, and so it means more because it shows how much you like you know the person. Like that's what like I like gifts. Like I don't like it when people ask me like, "What do you want?" I'm like, "Don't you know me?" Like you're supposed to know me and know what I would like.
It can be a lot of pressure sometimes.
Yeah, here's the thing though. I know my dad. And he wants a gift that he'll be able to use, and I want to give him something that he'll use and like, rather than something that he'll just put on a shelf and never do anything with.
Well, I'm sure you could have guessed jumper cables
no.
or something with a car. I feel like that's something you can get. Like, I don't know. I'm really excited. My friend's birthday.
You just call
really
his
excited.
Gift giving wrong?
That's what it sounded like.
I don't think you can
wow.
do that.
Wow.
What's it sounded like that?
Well, it did sound like that.
But it wasn't.
No, it was. No, it was. That's
now,
the problem.
Now Christian Bale is here. Good job, Diana.
I feel such a
no!
jerk right now.
See?
Sorry,
great.
Diana.
All right.
I'm not trying to give you shit.
Fantastic.
You're just kind of
call me out. When you put it that way, it sounds fucked up. But that's exactly what my intention was.
Oh, dear.
I found this on Facebook today, and normally these things get posted all the time. This is what should be your nickname?
Ted.
It's I love the horrible English language usage here. What should be your nickname instead of what should your nickname be?
This is why America.
Let's
is going
play
downhill.
The let's play
Buzzfeed.
The feud. We're gonna do this for everybody.
Oh,
let's start with Diana.
Oh,
would you say you're nice to strangers? Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Well, sometimes, or I don't really talk to strangers.
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. What do you like most about yourself? Your brain, your appearance, everything, your emotional side, or your sense of humor?
I think I'll go with sense of humor. I want to say everything, but give me a couple months.
Sense of humor. Sense Got of humor. It. All right. How would you describe Ursula from The Little Mermaid? Funny, funny, misunderstood, brilliant, fat, evil, or sexy?
I don't want to say fat. Can we go with evil?
You can go with whatever you like.
I'm going to go with evil.
Okay. Do you use nicknames sometimes, never, or frequently?
Frequently.
Frequently for you? Nicknames are a form of affection or mockery?
Affection.
Okay.
To me, they're one and the same, but we'll go with affection.
All right. And the first letter of your name is between A and K, so we'll click that one. Red or white wine?
Oh, shit. Depends on. I'll go with white.
Okay.
Once you go white, nothing else is right.
Oh, shit.
No?
That's so true.
Now, what's your main fashion style, Diana? Is it formal, sporty?
Did you just laugh?
You've got your cummerbund on here in the studio.
I just told my shirt looks like hella gay. Like, I was hanging out and she just looked at me and she was like, you look extra gay today.
Extra gay.
I was like,
formally gay?
I guess.
There's
casual gay?
Casual. Let's go with casual.
Well, the options are formal, sporty, sexy, whatever's clean, trendy, or casual.
We'll go with casual.
Okay, we'll go with casual. And finally, would you like a cute nickname or a badass nickname?
I'll go with badass.
Yeah.
Your badass nickname. Oh, hold on. Oh. One more question.
Nope.
Finally, could you live a full life without the color pink?
Yes, I can.
Ooh, very decisive.
That one, I'm
pretty All right, they're calculating now.
Oh, I can't wait to
Your
find
nickname
out.
Is...
Really?
Oh, let's hear it.
Your nickname is Dumplin.
Shut Aww. The fuck up.
Can we call Diana Dumpling for the entire show?
There's so many things.
Is that some Asian racism?
Yeah, that's what I was like. There's so many questions I have with this. It's like, what the fuck?
Oh, Dumpling. It's not the worst.
No, it's, no, Ted, it's Dumplin with an apostrophe.
Oh, sorry, Dumplin.
Dumplin.
Oh, that's cute. Dumplin. That's bad.
Says, that's badass.
It says, you're just so cute, we can't stop ourselves from giving you a little aunt-like cheek squeeze.
Aw.
You have the most adorable personality. You're always cheerful and happy, and you love spreading it all around you.
Wait.
Do you like your new nickname? Tell us in the comments.
Think Dumplin. Oh, there it is.
Oh, my God. I like how when you're like, you love to, when you're reading the description about spreading love and joy or all that bunch of Ted is just like snickering in the corner.
All right. Well, since Ted found it so funny, Uh-oh. Ted, would you say you're nice to strangers? Sometimes, yes. I don't really talk to them, or no, I'm not.
I wish I could say yes, but I'm going to say sometimes because some strangers piss me the hell off.
Sure.
So I glare at them like this.
What do you like most about yourself, Ted? Everything? Your brain, your appearance, your sense of humor, or your emotional side?
I will say, wow, you have to pick something, huh?
Yes.
I will say it. I like everything equally, which isn't saying I like it. Oh, anyway, self-deprecation.
You want to go with everything?
Let's go with everything.
Done. How would you describe Ursula from Little Mermaid? Sexy, misunderstood, brilliant, evil, funny, or fat?
She's evil.
Okay.
Straight evil.
Do you use nicknames? Never frequently or sometimes?
I don't understand the question.
How often do you use nicknames? Yeah.
Oh, now I understand it.
Wow.
I'll say sometimes then, now that you've rephrased it for me.
Do you think Nick...
Oh, Dumplin, it's not that funny. Oh.
Nicknames for you, form of mockery or affection?
Affection.
Okay.
Dumplin can attest to that.
It's true. Oh,
I say it affectionately.
Oh,
wait till mine comes up, then you'll have...
L through Z for you. Red or white wine, Ted?
Red.
Red for Ted. Your fashion style, would you say sexy, casual, trendy, formal, sporty, or whatever's clean?
We're going to go with casual.
That makes sense.
Just inching at whatever's clean.
And would you like a cute or a badass nickname, Ted?
I'm going to go with a badass nickname.
And finally, can you live a full life without the color pink?
Well, you know, I like all the colors of the rainbow, so I'm going to say no, I can't live a full life without it.
All right, here we go. Calculating your nickname. Your nickname is Sunshine.
Oh, that's not
sunshine in Dublin.
Wait, that was badass.
That's, yes, it
wait,
was.
Should, someone
did
should,
you pick badass too?
Yeah, someone should go on like cute and see what the fuck happens. Yeah, yeah,
I did it this afternoon, so I already know what mine is, but I'll do it live on the show if you guys want.
Yeah,
Ted, you're a beautiful person inside Thanks. And out. Your happiness is contagious. Your soul is warm, and nothing can bring you down.
That's such a lie.
Basically, what they're saying is
you're a nice guy. You're a nice guy.
Thanks, internet quiz. Glad you pinned
wow,
me.
Wow.
All right, Christiana, are you nice to strangers? sometimes, no. Don't really talk to them, or yes?
Sometimes.
What do you like most about yourself? Everything? Your emotional side, your appearance, your sense of humor, or your brain?
Brains.
How would you describe...
Misunderstood.
Misunderstood.
Yeah. Aww.
I don't know, but she'll probably be a little bit like be the next movie. Hmm. You know, Maleficent.
True. Ursula.
That's generous of you.
How often do you use nicknames? Sometimes.
She was making a legitimate fucking business deal, okay? Just because that little bitch was too, like.
Oh, you just call a Disney princess a little bitch?
Yeah.
Should they? A little. Yeah.
Sounds like
sometimes
it.
They are. Anyway. Sorry, what?
How often do you use nicknames? Sometimes, never, or frequently?
Like for myself or for other people?
See, I didn't get the
in
question.
General.
Oh,
it's,
my gosh.
Do I use nicknames?
In general,
Sometimes.
I think that's a fair answer for most people. Do you think it's mockery or affection nicknames?
Affection.
Aw.
I think if anybody thought it was mockery, they wouldn't be taking this quiz.
Yeah. Hey, douchebag.
Red or white wine for you?
White.
Huh.
Your main fashion style? Formal,
trendy?
Whatever's
clean.
There you go.
It should be like whatever fits.
But. And would you like badass or cute?
I have to go with cute, right?
You can go with whatever
go
you like.
Yeah, cute. Why not?
And could you live without the color pink?
No.
Full life.
I like sunsets.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't even take that.
And rosé and flowers.
Whoa,
and rosé.
Really brought up a good point.
Your nickname is Goober.
That's the badass
wow.
nickname?
Oh, no,
that's
wow.
a sweet nickname.
Yeah.
Well, I don't.
You are just so much fun. Hyper, funny, adventurous, imaginative. What more could we ask for? Goober is the name for you. Carry it with pride.
Aw.
So Goober, Dumplin', and Sunshine.
Sunshine. What the hell is going on?
I really don't know.
Do you want me to take it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to know your answer.
I know
yeah,
the answer.
Okay.
I already did this earlier this afternoon.
Go through it all.
Sit through.
Speed round.
Speed round. Okay. Yeah, I don't have to ask the question.
Just read the
so.
Answers out loud.
Well, sometimes I would have to say, it's my sense of humor. I just looked at the picture and said she was fat.
Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
Okay.
So fucked up.
All I have to go on is what's in front of me.
God.
I'm going through all of these.
Well, she is fat. It's not a bad thing necessarily.
I'm going badass. And let's see if I get the same one.
It's factual.
Because I answered them all the same. I did. I got Tiger.
Tiger.
Are you serious?
He got the only good one.
Did you cook badass or cute?
Badass. And it said, you are a true badass. You love your family and friends, and you will protect them at all costs. You like to play around, have a laugh, and enjoy a nice day.
Where would any of that information come from?
Of just chilling in the sun.
This quiz is bullshit.
You're not questioning the veracity of all my quizzes.
By the way, all of these nicknames are the ones you give the people you don't like. It's like, oh, hey, sunshine. That's like that's the nickname for the person whose name I never bothered to remember.
Oh, wait.
You know what I mean? They're like, yo, Tiger, what's up?
Oh, Tiger, yes. Dumble, if anyone called me Dumbledore on the street, I swear. I'm sure that shit was about to go down.
But it's such a good name for you.
That is going on a comedy flyer at some point.
I like sunshine. I call one of my friends because she has like really blonde hair.
Yeah.
And like every time I see her, I get happy. So I call her sunshine.
It's a sweet nickname for someone who it fits, but I don't think I'm sunshiny. So I don't know. But call me
it's
because
you should have answered that
show
you dress
dumpling.
Sexy. That's what it was. You answered one of them wrong.
No, you answered them all accurately.
I
and
like
you
how
got sunshine.
That is some racist shit. This thing knows. This thing is just wrong.
If I got in Kreplach, then we know it was really racist.
Yeah, I don't think Tiger's racist at all. Do you, Goober? Well, this was fun, and that was the whole idea.
Yay for fun.
Fucking hell, I'm bitter.
Aww.
It's fun, damn it. Fun.
Bitter dumpling. Aw. Poor Ursula.
Well, it could,
seriously, I feel bad.
It could be worse. You could be a Michigan man who... entertained by draping himself in 10,500 firecrackers and setting them off. His name is John Fletcher, and he gets a bang out of firecrackers. Get
huh?
it?
Huh?
Wait, what?
51-year-old Michigan performer's act includes setting off over 10,000 firecrackers attached to his body, the Detroit Free Press reported on Saturday. He said, "Guess I'm a little bit nuts," says Fletcher, who goes by the name Genghis John the Human Firecracker.
Oh,
now that's racist.
Oh, God.
I wonder if he made that up or BuzzFeed gave him that nickname.
I'm sorry. He goes by.
America makes me sad. Like, happy birthday. Like, happy birthday. But damn, this is what happened. This is what happened.
He said that over 16 years, he set off 600,000 firecrackers attached to his body. His ribs have been fractured 17 times. And once Fletcher said he was knocked unconscious, he has also been burned. Well, no kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Obvious.
The gravel pit scale operator from Pinckney doesn't get paid for his performances and asks audiences to donate to charities. So that's
like
nice.
What, like the burn fund?
Well, whatever you like. It costs $140 and takes 2 weeks to put together his firecracker suit.
$140? That's yeah. it? What was he covered in that he paid for 10,000 fireworks with $140?
Well, they're the little ones, I would guess. The
little ones.
He probably got that in Chinatown.
Sorry, the cat's so, attacking my wire.
Oh,
settle down over there, cat.
Stop it.
So yeah, that's I salute you. By the way, I was in Salinas on the 4th of July, which is near Monterey. And in Monterey, they don't have fireworks; they've got a laser light show. Because
that's it's all flammable.
Yeah, everything's flammable. But here's the fun thing: in Salinas, there's a lot of Christiana's people, only not documented. There's a lot of Mexican Americans.
Probably some of each. There are.
There are a lot of Mexican Americans.
Yeah, you motherfuckers like your strawberries, right?
Yeah, I do.
I love strawberries.
I'm not making a judgment. I'm just pointing out the demographics of the region.
It's true.
So we're driving back from dinner in Monterey, and they're like, there's no fireworks show. And all of a sudden, I'm seeing fireworks everywhere. And it's like, maybe it's that town. Maybe it's that. No, it wasn't. It was just people had bought fireworks from various places. And they were going off. It seemed almost like, you know, those reports from war correspondents where there's explosions all around them. I felt like the Scud Stud for a moment.
You're very brave.
It's an old reference.
I was at the other end of Monterey Bay from you
right.
for 4th of July. And there we definitely heard plenty of fireworks, plenty of illegal fireworks going off because it's also illegal in Santa Cruz. I bought sparklers on my way out of town. And so we were pretty well behaved. We had sparklers, and then basically Target sells like teeny tiny little fireworks, like some of the little popper things you throw at the ground and sparklers, but in tiny triangle form that you set on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did some of those. We were pretty well behaved.
Well, that's good.
But we was trying to put my kid to bed then, and she kept hearing the fireworks. She's like, thunderstorm.
Aww.
Weird.
I saw this Facebook thing that was like, now it's the time of the year we can play our favorite game. Is that fireworks or gunshots?
Yeah.
In Stockton, the police did their biannual warning of people not to fire their guns into the air.
Oh, geez.
In celebration.
Did it work?
Probably not.
They do it for New Year's also, I guess?
Yes. Nice. New Year's and 4th of July are the two times a year that they do it.
What goes up?
It's true. They must come down. At terminal velocity.
Yeah.
They call it terminal velocity for a reason, or sadly, into someone else's.
Right.
The Independence Day celebrations were also marred by multiple shootings in Chicago. It was not a good weekend in the Windy City.
Holiday weekend in Chicago, meantime, a surge of overnight gun violence brought the total number of people shot since Friday in the Windy City to as many as 50, according to reports, 6 of them fatally. It should be noted that Chicago has some of the nation's toughest gun laws on the books. The apparent contradiction is an argument that many gun owners are increasingly using to advocate a new and controversial movement.
Not new.
Called open carry.
Old West.
Here's what? ABC's Byron Pitts.
That's not new. We're going to do a little open carry at Chili's, guys.
It's called Open Carry Texas, a local movement that's gone national.
I'm about to show you how to get a Slurpee with an AK-47.
Gun owners who demand the right to carry not just long guns like AR-15s in public, but handguns as well.
Yes.
I feel like we should be running a stopwatch to see how far can Christiana make it through this without losing her fucking mind.
This is a report on ABC Network, by the way.
A.K.A. Just Goober.
Gonna lose my mind. Go for it. Go ahead. Go back to it. Resume the regularly scheduled program.
Yeah, they're gonna
lose. Just a warning.
They're gonna get a
Slurpee. I'm gonna lose my ever-loving mind.
I feel like how long did we go to get into the warning? That's... How long has this been playing?
46 seconds.
46
from the
seconds
beginning.
For the warning. Yeah. I'm banking on like a minute 10 is when she's gonna flip shit.
Hmm. Oh, okay. We'll see. Here we go.
Don't let me down, Christina.
Explanation of how to get. Thank you, Dumplin.
I'm Sunshine, not Dumplin.
I know.
Be
I
respectful.
I just like saying Dumplin.
Hey, oh. Tiger.
Thank you. We continue
what
with
self-serving quiz you did. You take the quiz and decide, I'm going to put this on the podcast because I'm Tiger. Sorry.
Listen, that could have been the weakest one. I didn't know.
That's a good point.
So let's return to the quote-unquote new movement to carry firearms.
Department stores to restaurants.
If a bad guy comes, there's a lot of good guys here to protect me.
Growing in popularity and late-night punchlines.
We're here. We've got gear. Get used to it.
You guys aren't just firearm enthusiasts. You're ammosexuals.
The movement was dealt a setback this week as retail giant Target joined a growing list of major store chains like
ironically Target,
Chili's, and Jack in the Box, asking customers to leave their weapons at home.
This is a huge win.
Target and the others were pressured by Shannon Watts, founder of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America.
It's a wonderful move by Target. They listened to us when we said, we don't want...
I pushed out a baby. I know everything now.
Loaded assault weapons around our children when we're shopping.
As for open carry...
I'm just mocking her in particular.
Okay, all right.
Texas.
This is probably the safest corner in San Antonio right now.
Its founder, yeah. C.J. Grisham, called Target's decision a mistake. The only people who win will be the criminals, he says. They now know honest people will not be armed in Target. As Grisham looks to expand his movement, groups that oppose him are pushing back, with stores and next fall at the ballot box. Byron Pitts, ABC News, San Antonio, Texas.
Cooper didn't lose her shit.
He made it all the way through. Congratulations.
Ow, will you stop attacking my feet? Not you, the cat.
No, I won't.
Hoover.
And another thing on your feet. Okay, first of all, it's not that we pushed a baby out and so we know everything. First of all, well, actually, before we get there,
if you're running a group that starts with moms.
Full disclosure, I didn't actually push the baby out. I was gutted like a fish and it was surgically removed from me. But this is why moms care about the gun violence thing is because you know how fucking hard it is to make one of those things that could then get shot in the crossfire?
And how was it?
And then you're going to want us to make some more? I don't think so. Okay. It's about efficiency and conservation and not having to birth another one of those little shits again. But more to the point, what bothers me is that these motherfuckers with their open carry laws mm-hmm. and a suburban motherfucking Target use the incredible gun violence in Chicago and in neighborhoods they will never live in,
right.
They will never visit, they will never have to like realize the horror of, to support their fucking misguided contention that them walking through strapped to the nines makes everybody safer. It's just, they are not analogous situations. There is nothing that is the same at all.
No, you're right.
So I just, ugh. Your privilege showing, and it's crusted in bullets, and I hate these people.
But they have We the People tattooed on their forearm.
Holy Christ.
It's a good counterpoint.
I just can't. I can't handle it. I can't. Just fuck them.
A less extreme viewpoint that I heard that I found very, very cogent, and yours is completely right.
I don't think mine is extreme.
No, but the point was, how can I tell the difference between a good guy with a gun and a bad guy with a gun? You just look like a guy with a gun.
Well, the tattoo that you talked about, that's the difference.
The good guys are white.
Oh, well, that's true.
That's what these people would think. The good guys are white, right? I mean, there's also the viral comparison photo going around of the Hobby Lobby girl who took a picture in front of Hobby Lobby with like a Chick-fil-A cup and a pro-life shirt, and then... you know, to show her, it was like Sarah Palin said, everybody show your support for the Hobby Lobby decision. So this girl's like, ha ha, look, you know, and I think her meme, you know, overlay was how to make a liberal's head explode or something.
Oh, wow.
And then she posted another picture saying that so many people had told her the only thing she was missing was a gun and like the Bible. So she posted a picture standing in front of an American flag holding a gun and a Bible.
Oh, okay.
And very quickly, the internet,
I saw
occasionally
what
brilliant
about.
Place that it is, put her picture next to a picture of a jihadist holding the Quran and a gun and standing in front of like whatever jihadi group flag it was, and they look exactly the same.
Well, that's because they used her face.
What?
The picture I saw, they just put her face.
The one I saw was just two girls. They just look this. I mean, it's the same thing. And to these people, the way you tell, basically the way you would tell the difference, I'm pretty sure they're never going to say it, admit to it.
One of them
is that the
America.
White people are the safe people.
Yeah.
And the black people are the, you know, or anybody who's not the white people.
Yeah. A Muslim walks into a Target with a gun. People are going to lose their shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he's an American. But he's.
Yeah.
Muslim.
What if they're Muslim? And
exactly.
Have we the people, but like American flag.
But
your head will explode.
But it's written. It's written in a Middle Eastern language. It's written in Arabic.
In Arabic, but there's an American flag on it.
How many armed robberies of Target stores have there been?
Yeah, I don't know. It's very
because
strange.
Of open gun. Wait, no, it's open gun carry. It's ridiculous.
Open
I'm pretty
carry.
Sure the
open
last
guns.
Story I heard
pretty
about
sure
a guy having his gun that he was going to use for protection, he got killed by the two crazy people who had just murdered some cops in a restaurant and then ran to the Walmart.
You know what I would
to
say
seek solace.
You know what I would say to him?
Oh, good for you!
Hey, don't you make yourself a target to the
and
crazy
how was
gun
it?
Guy? Does he have an open gun? It's like, oh shit, I'm gonna rob this place. I need to shoot that guy first.
Or grab his shit. I
don't know.
It's all quite stupid. You don't need your. You do not need your submachine gun to go shopping at Target.
AK-47.
Not even at Christmas time. Or
Black Friday. You know, Black Friday maybe. Bitches get crazy.
Black Friday.
Hey.
Everything bad is black, right?
Wasn't that the whole point of the podcast? I thought, was that not it? Did I miss the point?
No!
All right.
I didn't name it. They did.
So moving on, Joan Rivers got angry. She was on CNN plugging her new book.
Can her face let her get angry?
And she did not care for the line of questioning.
In all these, you know, I guess forays, it's been, you know, very... very good to you. And you know, you've got best-selling books. You sell out on stage, even with your fashion critiquing. While it's very mean in some ways, people
it's not
can't
mean.
Wait to
it's
hear
not
what you
mean.
Have to say.
It's
really?
Not
it's
not mean.
Not mean?
You can, it's not mean. I tell the truth. I'm sure I say the same things that all your viewers say to their friends sitting next to them on the couch. You know, we're one of the few shows that says, that's an ugly dress. And that's okay. These ladies make $28 million a picture. You really
No, they don't.
That Nicki Minaj cares. I didn't like her dress.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you're in that kind of a bracket, you don't really care.
Yeah, you're not someone really worried.
Yeah, you don't have feelings when you make money.
Well, not when it's about
not
dresses. It's not about them. It's about mm-hmm. clothing.
Okay. Well, what about when it is about something, you know, that really does seem off limits to a lot of people? I mean, even in your book, you kind of joke about the death of Casey Anthony's baby, Princess Diana surviving so many landmines and who she dated. I mean, do
right.
you feel like there are boundaries ever, you know, even if it
Let
makes
me
people
tell you.
Uncomfortable or offend people or...
I'm going to step up for Joan right here, and I'm sure you're thinking the same thing. Joan Rivers was making jokes about all those things in her book. Like, Princess Diana was a huge advocate for removing landmines that wouldn't blow people up. And the joke, however tasteless it might be, was, oh my God, she survived so many landmines, but she couldn't make it through a tunnel.
Oh, shit.
it's tasteless. It's pushing.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
What?
Life is very tough. And if you can make a joke to make something easier and funny, do it.
Wasn't
Done.
Funny though.
Do it. That's all. Well, yeah. Darlene, I don't know what your life has been like, but I have a lot of people who have gone through hell. And if you can make, Winston Churchill said, if you make someone laugh, you give them a little vacation. And maybe you take the worst thing in the world and make it funny. It's a vacation for a minute from horror.
Yeah, and people love to laugh. I mean, clearly
oh
that's
God.
Why people
Kiss
love
ass.
You. But
really
they
do,
also know
yeah,
that you,
like,
you know, you have some shock joking. Value to you. I mean, you're on the cover of your book. You're wearing a fur, and you knew that there would probably be animal
Here it comes.
Rights activists.
You know, this whole
Cheetah.
Interview is becoming a defensive interview.
No!
Are you wearing leather shoes?
Yeah!
And Shut up.
I'm talking.
You know what I mean? I don't want to hear. You're wearing fur. You're wearing leather shoes.
I'm not an activist,
You're eating chicken. Yeah. You're eating meat. I don't want to hear this nonsense. Come to me with a paper belt, and I'll talk to you.
But you did hear it in some of those press conferences. There were people who were upset, and you're just saying,
no.
What?
You know, I'm going. I really am going because all you have done is negative.
No.
All you have done is negative. I haven't heard
Not really.
I make people laugh for 50 years.
It's kind of aggressive. I don't know.
She's like, people like to laugh.
My book is funny. I wear fur that was killed 15 years ago. I work for animal rights.
It was killed 15 years ago, Ted.
That makes it okay? What the fuck?
You are not the one to interview a person who
agree
has
to waste something that's already been made, but stop making new fur.
Are we serious?
Oh, boy. Yeah, she was serious.
Okay, and this is the breakdown. They broke it down later. This is the person who was interviewing her.
And I thought she was joking the whole time. But in the end, we wondered, was this a stunt? Well, Rivers didn't return to the interview, but off camera, she kept her microphone on as she continued to talk and drop some rather unflattering four-letter words. Mm. So, yeah, she was serious.
And in all these...
she was serious.
Do you think that she's been around enough to be able to take a rough interview and just roll with it, but maybe I'm overestimating her.
Yeah, you don't give a fuck. But I bet that got a lot more attention than just the interview would have.
Yeah, I mean, she stormed off to get attention. But the other thing is, she's like, well, fuck it, I don't want to deal with this. She was thinking she was going to go on, get some softball questions. She's going to throw out her hack jokes that aren't funny. And the interviewer would go, ha, 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 ha. And then they would go, Joan Rivers' book is on sale now. Go buy it. Ha, ha, ha. Mm-hmm. And that's not what happened.
I thought the interviewer was, like, kind of on her side by being like, oh, yeah, I mean, everyone does like to laugh all this. Instead of, like, saying, like, you know, what you're saying, like, it's still a tasteless joke. Even though it's a joke, it's still tasteless. Like, I don't think she was, like, really called out, but she was a little challenged, but not to the point to, like, fucking storm off. Like, it had to have been a publicity somewhere. She's like, this isn't getting attention. Let me act like a two-year-old and just storm off stage because I can do that because I have so much fucking Botox in my face. I don't know how else to express my emotion.
And that's not mean because you're telling the truth.
Exactly. Come at me, Joan Rivers. Come at me.
Rivers versus Dumplin. That'd be awesome.
I lost so much street cred.
Yeah, and remember, it's not mean if it's true.
Touche.
So in the world of sort of radio, Sirius XM DJ Anthony Cumia, now former Sirius XM DJ Anthony Cumia from the Opie and Anthony show, said he was fired on Friday after launching into an extended racist tirade on Twitter, claiming a woman in Times Square assaulted him on Tuesday. Yeah, he's fired. Yes, Ted?
I have no idea who the fuck he is.
He was assaulted. I was reacting to the being assaulted.
Yeah, it's a convoluted sort of thing. He was out taking pictures in Times Square, and he tweeted about it. This woman was walking under some scaffolding. She apparently was in his picture. Then she said some stuff, and it was, you know, back and forth, whatever. And then he started, you know, saying things he shouldn't have said on Twitter. So let me see if I can find some of the things.
Wait, who is this guy?
He is part of a pair of radio DJs, the Shock Jocks, that were big. They got fired from terrestrial radio because they had a stunt. Well, where's the weirdest place you'll have sex in public? And a couple was having sex in St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York on their show. So they've been on Sirius XM for a while, and they actually have an Opie and Anthony channel where they have shows like them that are stacked up. So this is kind of a big deal when you fire somebody in this. So I don't know how they're going to square it all up, but here's what he said. He shows the photo. Here's the pic that got the whore bitch piece of cunt all pissy.
Piece of cunt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm quoting. Next tweet. So I'm taking pics at NYC, and a black girl who was in frame punched me in the face. I called her a fucking, and then he uses symbols, because that's what she was. He repeatedly attacked him, and that's when other people appeared to give him a hard time. He went on Twitter. Then she punched me 5 times. She's lucky I was a white legal gun owner, or she'd be dead. Then 5 blacks started giving me shit. Next tweet. I told them to back the fuck off. This wasn't their show. The cunt then punched me again. Seems white boys don't hit back. Lucky savage.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Wow.
These are his actual tweets. He then went on. Wish a cop was around, although she said that she'd tell him I sexually harassed her. Lying cunt. Hope she gets shot in her ass fuck face. Ugh. Next tweet. They aren't people.
Oh, geez, Louise, really?
He continues, Ted.
How did he think this was a good idea to tweet?
I'm fucking livid. There's your answer.
Oh, okay.
If I was an illegal savage, I'd have shot her.
Illegal savage?
The IR violence in her was so predictable. I hope she gets killed.
IR violence?
He moves on. It's a jungle in our cities after midnight. Violent savages own the streets. They came to defend this pig. I had to yell like at dogs. He continues, savage, violent animal fucks prey on white people. Easy targets. This cunt, all caps, has no clue how lucky she was. She belted me 10 times. I had a gun. And then somebody tweets to him, WTF for no reason? Reason? I was white.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah. And there's more. So he got fired.
Oh, blame
well,
him for,
good.
For, well, yeah. I mean, I don't blame him for being upset about the whole attack thing.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of scary.
What did the whole thing come out about him not, like, getting all fired and shit for freedom of speech? Is that an issue that's going to come out? Because most people, when they get fired, that's usually a thing that happens.
No, I have not heard that at all. He's already announced he's going to start a podcast. So welcome to the world of podcasting.
God, I hope you don't. I don't like you. Not you. Obviously, he's not listening, but I want to make it known whoever this dickhead is, I don't like him, and so I hope you just fail in life.
Ooh.
I don't say that about a lot of people, so feel fucking special.
Well, the word is he will likely recruit many of the comics who regularly appeared on the Opie and Anthony show.
Why does he have friends? Like, why do really shitty human beings have friends? Like, I know they're other shitty human beings, but sometimes they're like, they seem cool, and they're just, like, really shitty. Why do shitty people, like, how are they still successful and get to live? Like, this bothers me.
Ask Jim Norton, Bill Burr, Jim Florentine, and Nick DiPaolo, amongst others. Patrice O'Neill was on Opie and Anthony a lot before he passed away.
Well, I don't... I'm going to say something really mean, so I'm not going to. Fuck Ooh. Everybody that's friends with him because he's a dick and a horrible human being.
We should change your answer to yes, you're nice to all strangers to sometimes. Maybe you won't be Dumplin' anymore.
Welcome to Goober, Dumplin'.
I think that's what it was.
They act, we decide. Cool or Tool.
All right. Yeah. First up in Cool or Tool, the open carry. Open carry, Ted.
Oh, definitely Tool. You're just scaring people. You're not making anyone feel safer. Or making anyone safer. So stop it.
Diana?
Tool. Dumbasses.
Christiana, like I have to ask?
You don't have to ask.
You don't.
Yeah, open carry. Yeah, it's Tool. I mean, what do you need it for? And not because I can. That's not a reason. That's something you tell little children when you're too stupid to explain to them why.
Or when they're
matter.
Too stupid to understand.
Yeah, fair. Up next in Cooler Tool, Joan Rivers. Joan Rivers, Diana.
Tool.
Christiana.
That's a wobbler.
Oh, really?
I don't
so
know.
So disappointed in you.
Oh.
I mean, that was Toolish, but...
You can go career on this. I mean, she's got a long track record.
Your I don't call. Know. Don't I'll stick with Tool, but...
Ted?
Not a strong Tool.
I'll balance it out with a Cool, because she's done some cool stuff in her
what?
Time. You know, she's paved the way for women like you.
No.
Women like you, Dumplin'.
Actually, it's true. He's right.
What do you mean, women like me?
Stand-up, female stand-ups.
She was a stand-up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 Was the bar set that low back? Or did she just get bad with age? What happened?
Well, the humor has changed and stand-up has changed, but she was doing stand-up in the 60s when no women were doing stand-up.
Okay, I'll YouTube it. Then I might change my answer. I'm going to YouTube, and then I might change my answer next week.
Although she did make a career out of making fun of her husband, Edgar, who I believe killed himself. So,
okay, so, wow.
I could be wrong about that. I know he's dead. But, Joan Rivers, you turned the corner. You did some good stuff, but I'm going to go I'm going to go Tool. Sorry. Okay. And finally...
I'm not passionate about my answer, just for the record.
Yeah, I'm not either. I don't think anybody... Other than that.
Not as passionate as Dumpling.
Passionate through ignorance. And finally, in cooler Tool, firing Anthony. Firing Anthony. Christiana.
That's cool.
Diana.
Cool.
Ted.
Yeah, cool.
I think you have to. You got to. I'm not going to give it a cool because I'm not big into firing people for what they say. But, you know, if it would have been one tweet, I might have been like, he was pissed off. Two tweets, dude, you need to take a little time off. But there were about 10 of them.
The thing is with tweeting, though, you write it out and you have the time to from that time you finish and then you go to the tweet button. You have time to think about what you're about to put
please.
On the internet.
Oh, please. Nobody thinks when they're tweeting.
That's what people need to start.
That's true.
That is true. That is true. So being that the July 4th holiday weekend has just passed us, I found this interesting. Fewer Americans think that the U.S. is the greatest country on earth. Now, most Americans think it is one of the greatest countries in the world. Fewer of them, however, think the U.S. is superior. That's according to a Pew Research.
Pew!
Exactly. Since 2011, there's been a 26% decrease in the number of Americans willing to call the USA the greatest, and it's now about one-fourth of Americans.
Ooh.
The change was greatest among Republicans. 52% of Republicans say the U.S. stands above all other countries in 2011. In 2014, only 37% of all Republicans agreed with that statement in both years.
Because of Obama?
Yeah, thanks, Obama.
he ruined America.
It's true, he did.
I think Facebook ruined America.
I think Joan Rivers ruined America.
Joan Rivers on Facebook.
Which is cool.
Stretched Facebook. By the way, if any of you seen the show Botched on E?
Nope.
Fantastic show. It's about botched plastic surgery.
That sounds
horrible. They go back in and fix it. It's crazy. Anyway, it's an aside. Sorry.
Freak show.
I was just curious. So let me ask you guys this. Do you think that America is the greatest country on earth? Ted, what do you think it is?
The greatest country on earth?
Now let me preface the whole thing. This doesn't say that other countries aren't other great countries, but I want to say you take all things into consideration. You can't cherry pick. Like, listen, the biking is far better in Denmark.
I'm sure that's the one thing that was.
I'm using that
criteria
as an example, but I'm just saying you take the whole thing, the entirety of the country, and do a comparison. Is the United States the greatest country on earth? What do you think?
Well, I'm not gonna. I don't think it is the greatest country on earth. I think it's a great nation. I think we have potential to be such a great nation, but I'm optimistic. But right now, no.
Diana, what do you think?
No.
Lame
Christiana,
not playing.
Oh,
well.
Also, I've been to Italy, which is a pretty fucking awesome place.
Yeah, except for their government is terrible.
Which one? There's a new one every like 6
exactly.
weeks.
Exactly.
Okay,
you can recuse yourself.
Not
That's
going
fine.
On the record on this one.
That's fine.
You've had me play with my other options
That's
in
fine.
Life enough by being
That's
on the
fine.
Show. I'm not going to come in.
That's fine. I will respect that.
I will quote, however, one of I can't remember which David Sedaris story it's from, but one of the ones where he's talking about, because he lived in or still lives in from time to time France, and it was some reference about, you know, comparing sort of the American, like, we're number one, we're number one, and he just pointed out that he doesn't know of any other country in the world whose motto is we're number two.
that's a fair point. I will say that I believe the U.S. is the greatest country. And
why?
Let me add, because in taken as an aggregate as a whole,
American,
exactly.
Where at least
I don't think there's one better. What's a better country?
And I mean, I don't
should
know
have said
all
no answer myself.
Yeah, look,
I mean, if you can stand up and say that the United States is not the greatest country on earth, then I would expect you to be able to come back with. This one is better.
Sweden's pretty awesome.
Sweden's
Norway,
fucking awesome. Yeah,
like,
Iceland's
pretty
cool too.
Except they're dark half the year, and there's a huge suicide rate.
Well, if we're
going
to do...
They have patronyms.
As,
it's cool.
As a whole. I said as a whole.
Well, I think over, if you're going to have... Then that's like you're, you have to quantify the criteria as well. So, like, if you're going to do that...
That's a really general question on us. I'm not going to answer that. I'm sorry. I'm not. I have no answer.
Well, like, Sweden's fucking awesome. What do you got to say about Sweden? Because they're going to say the same shit about America, too.
And I didn't say that it wasn't. I'm not disrespecting any other country. I said that there are other great countries.
I think by trying to claim, like, I'm number one... is kind of shitting on everyone else, like by default, and I think that premise within its own makes America not the greatest country.
Really, was Michael Jordan the greatest basketball player in the world?
But he's also by saying that is shitting on everyone else, being like you're not the greatest, and you won't be until then.
But he was the greatest basketball player in the world for a period of time. Right now, it's LeBron James. He's the greatest basketball player in the world.
But by claiming that Michael Jordan was the greatest basketball player of his of that time, that means that everyone was good. They're just not good enough.
They weren't as good as he is.
So that's still shitting on everyone else.
No, I'm not, because there are other Hall of Fame basketball players that played at that time.
But they're not
great
as good. Tell that to an athlete.
Players.
Tell that to an athlete. Be like, yeah, you're good. You're not as good. They will go. They'll flip shit.
Well,
trust me, I've done it by accident.
They can flip shit all they want. There was no golfer better than Jack Nicklaus during the time that he was dominating golf. There was no basketball player better than Michael Jordan when he was dominating basketball. Charles Barkley, who is one of the most competitive people in the world, sits in and will admit it on TV over and over and over again. And to say that something is the best does not denigrate something else, because it's not like there's only a small piece
of
the pie.
If you can't, I disagree. I think if you can't quantify, because you can quantify stats, like basketball sports, you can do stats. That's different. But like a nation, like if you do the stats with like different criteria, America's not number one on any of the lists. But then again, I looked at this when I was in college, like, in 2011, 2010, I think. They were like, they put it out all the lists, and they're like, we're nowhere near the top. Education, healthcare, like all this shit, we're nowhere near the top. But our mentality is that we're the greatest because we have freedom and all this shit, which is great. I'm not downplaying America. By me saying that I don't think we're the greatest country is not me also saying, like, I don't think we're a great country.
Right.
It's the same premise.
Right.
But to say that we're the best one, obviously, if you look at certain, like, if we were to quantify it by doing stats and, like, percentages and all that shit, we're nowhere near the top.
Yeah, our kids are dumb, we're failing at science, we have starting to have decreased life expectancy, we're fat, we're mostly sick, we have no paternal leave
do we
programs.
Have the I think Ted is right, we do have the potential for it, but I don't think that we are.
We're largely angry, we're poisoning the earth, we're literally we're literally cracking the earth.
We're largely angry. I think
don't
we'll
you
move
think?
On
from... don't you just feel like we're angry? I feel like we're angry.
We just got angry having this discussion. Yes, I think we just proved another point.
Well, Diana, this is some bad news for you as a millennial yourself.
Excuse you.
They are famously unemployed and underemployed. I know you're working, but a lot of the people in
I'm
your
not
age
a millennial.
Range, you're not a millennial. How you're not a millennial?
I think you are.
Yeah.
And how am I? How do I classify as a millennial?
The year you were born.
Yeah.
88.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a millennial.
Yeah. Sorry.
The fuck does that mean? Is it millennial like 2000s?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
No.
Oops.
No. It means you. It means that you would have been entering the workforce around the turn of the millennium.
Okay. I guess.
Well, the reason may not be entirely the so-so job market or the gaps in college education for some people. It could be body odor.
What?
It could be their
finally.
Body odor.
I was wondering if I'd broach this subject.
In the Bank of America Trends and Consumer Mobility Report released on Monday, surveyors asked 1,000 adults about the importance of various items in their daily lives. Among millennials, 93% said smartphones was very or somewhat important, making the most important item for that age group. Fewer, 87%, said deodorant was of daily importance. 91% said a toothbrush.
Well, if you're not leaving the house to go to a job, then does it matter if you stink?
It's true. A departure.
I was returning something at Target last week, and the guy I was returning it to smelled so bad, like from across the return thing. It was I didn't know what to do,
right?
Like, it was one of those where I think I had like a physical reaction to it, and I felt bad it was shot. If I had a gun, man, who knows? Just kidding.
It is a departure from older generations. Among adults surveyed, deodorant and smartphones were deemed equally important in daily life at 91%, while the toothbrush got a top ranking with 95%. The differential stinks for grads' employment prospects. Research on first impressions shows people look at not just how you comport yourself, but how you present yourself. That's according to Susan Rowan, the author of How to Work a Room. Advice on job interviews often emphasizes presentable clothes and a trim haircut, but fresh breath and clean scent are must-haves. She also tells attendees of her networking presentations to skip odorous foods like onions and garlic before important interactions. Quoting, "If people can smell you before they see you, you aren't getting the job." Slip into bad hygiene habits after getting hired and you're not likely to get promoted or last in a position that involves face-to-face contact with executives or clients. So millennials, you stink. Not you, Diana. Just
I was going to say, is this your way of telling me something? Because I try to be clean. I shower before every podcast.
Oh, no. You're a step ahead of me.
But I'm just kidding.
I shower in the morning.
All right.
Oh, thanks.
Ted, you smell delightful, Ted. Sorry,
my manly scent.
So Sears has been in business for a while. A long while.
Who has? Sears?
Sears.
That's true.
And Roebuck. Well, we found there are some dangerous and bizarre items that were sold by Sears in 1902. It's a little over 100 years ago. You could buy a set of McKinley assassination slides at Sears.
Assassination slides?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is that?
It's a weird thing. You could order a lecture set of slides for your stereopticon, which is a home slide projector, depicting realistic views of the assassination of President McKinley, including images of McKinley's attacker taken within 10 minutes of his capture by the police.
They're like history slides for your, what are those things called? Do you know, you have those things, the viewfinder. The viewfinder?
Yeah,
something. You know what I'm talking about.
I do, and
little wheels, and it had like a story, and you go click through it. Yeah. Oh hells!
Didn't like Fisher Price make some of those?
Yes.
Yeah, they were like orange.
Slide projector?
No, it was like the ones you held up to your.
There were the
those things. Yeah, viewfinders. I know what you're talking about.
You could also buy nitric acid at Sears. It has some medicinal purposes when used with extreme caution. From addressing potassium deficiencies to its use cauterizing or as a diuretic agent. It's also highly poisonous. The National Library of Medicine suggests seeking medical attention if you so much as inhale any fumes from it. However, in 1902, it was listed as a homeopathic medicine. You could also buy opium, which was also a homeopathic remedy.
Viewmaster.
That's
this guy. This thing.
I remember that guy. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I did like that.
I have
guy.
A super old one from like the 30s. Ooh,
you might
really
be able
cool.
to make some G's off that.
No.
No, okay. No, it's a keeper.
This is something I could picture Sunshine wearing, the giant power Heidelberg electric belt. Suffering from a nervous disease, infertility, weakness peculiar to men.
Wait a minute. Well, which of those things do I have that I need this belt?
Well, the guy has a very, very masculine mustache.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Then thank this you. Electric belt may be for you. In cases of sexual weakness, the cure is certain. The belt promises the best, most reliable, most harmless, yet powerful, cheapest cure possible. Just shock yourself back to health. Oh, my God. They also had veterinary castrating knives, which, you know.
What?
Well, it was a big, it was a farm catalog, you guys.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was everything you needed for the home. Each sewing machine, get your farm crap, buy a plow. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Castrate.
Was like shit was around for a long time.
Create and barrel for, like. The cuts, is that what this is?
They also had kerosene emulsion, which was to be used as insecticide on crops and animals. The product promises to kill plant lice, red spiders, scales, and mealybugs, among other pests. It also offers strong motivation for washing your fruits and veggies before eating. Something called aconite, which is an herb advertised as a homeopathic medicine. It has a long history of medicinal use. It's better known by another name, wolfsbane, known as poison and neurotoxin. Though it can be used as an anesthetic, it works because it damages the nerves around a treated area. So you won't feel it ever. the spirits of turpentine, it was an elixir ingested to kill intestinal parasites, and hopefully not the human host. Turpentine has some medicinal uses in modern times, usually in chest rubs like Vicks and not drinkable. They also have the magic flesh builder and cupper. It's a toilet accessory that looks more or less like an oversized suction cup. The purpose, to rebuild the shrunken tissues of the bust, neck, and arms, the only method which permanently removes wrinkles, assumed by sucking things back into place. So they also had the toilet mask. It doesn't sound bad. The mask is doesn't use soothing cucumber extracts to beautify the complexion. It's an acid-cured rubber mask coated with healing agents meant to eradicate freckles, liver spots, and other facial blemishes. And finally, Dr. Rose's French arsenic complexion wafers.
Arsenic wafers?
Is that to kill someone?
It sounds like it.
Well, when mixed with old lace, sure. They were advertised as being simply magical for the complexion.
That was sly. That was a 2%er right there. Well done. Well played, sir.
Most striking effects being brought about by their steady use, they were guaranteed to improve even the coarsest and most repulsive skin and complexion. Listen, I have a very repulsive complexion. I need some arsenic wafers. I need arsenic wafers stat.
Isn't that what they do, like, when you're communion? Don't they give you wafers?
Yeah, but they're not made of arsenic.
But they could be.
So, Ted, before we move on, you have a sketch show coming up tomorrow.
Well, yes, I do.
Thursday, if you're listening a day late.
Sacramento Comedy Sports. It's called The Set, and it's a fun-filled sketch show with video and live sketch. It's our second show. It's pretty smart comedy, some satire, it's fun. Come check it out.
Is it as funny as Joan Rivers' book?
It's a different kind of funny.
we have to buy tickets in advance? Can we buy tickets
in advance? Those are all good questions.
Aren't they?
Yes, thank you for asking them. Okay. Come on out to the show. You probably can buy them in advance.
Give me a fucking answer.
Is there a website?
Sacramento Comedy Sports.
Is there an address? I believe it's general location.
I believe if you just Google Comedy Sports
I'm
Sacramento.
Really not good at pimping
is it
shows.
Is sports with an S or a Z?
Z. Z.
There you go.
I know
one
answer.
Z at the end, by the way.
Yeah, Comedy Sports Sacramento.
What time's your show?
8 o'clock.
Sweet.
Yes, so come on out. Thanks.
Is there just the one show or are there more shows
than one?
We're
doing this one show this month. And there will be free yummy treats with your $10 ticket or $8 for seniors, military, and children. Nice. I know the price of the show.
And senior military children.
Yes, very niche group, but we welcome them.
Where is Comedy Sports?
It's on Arden Way. If you find the Arby's on Arden Way, it's right behind it.
Behind the Arby's. Better site could you want?
It's the landmark right on the road.
It's true.
It's near the intersection of Arden and Howe.
Near how about Arden?
It's 2230 Arden Way, Suite B.
There you go.
And the phone number is 916-243-8541.
So
come on out.
Go see Ted.
Too much and too fast?
Yeah, it's okay. It's cool. We're good.
You'll find it. Don't worry.
This Thursday. What time is
this Thursday at 8 o'clock.
You're all capable.
I might be able to.
Oh wow!
After my work.
Yay! Thanks.
I think I work till 8.
Cool. Thanks, Nate.
Yeah, no problem. Glad to plug. Diana, do you have a show coming up? I saw a poster with your face.
Oh fucking
on it.
Hell! That poster.
It was you and like 80 other people. So
so I actually have two shows coming up. So July 13th, Sunday's Momo Lounge. It's a crazy good lineup. I don't know how the fuck I got on it. I'm very honored. Cheryl the Soccer Mom, DJ Carlos and Giles hosting. Anthony K. I'm forgetting someone. And then there's me and Jessica Wellington.
And where's Mama's?
It's above Harlow's.
Which is?
J Street. It's up J Street.
In Sacramento.
I think tickets are $8. You come see me, I'll cut you a deal. Hey. And yeah, so that's Sunday. And then next Thursday, the 17th, I have a show at Last Unlimited, Michael Calvin Jr.'s birthday show is the day before his birthday. So come out to those. I think they're both 18 and up. Yes.
Well, they're in bars.
Well, Harlow's, I asked Ngayo and made sure Momo's was 18 and up. Even though it's a bar, I asked him. I need to double check because I want my friend to go.
Either way. There you go. So check that out. If you have a question, tweet her at Bitches Preach.
Oh, yeah. Or you can find me on Facebook.
You can find her on Facebook. Remember how I said America was the greatest country? Now I'm starting to have second thoughts.
Oh, no.
Because Jim Bob Duggar, whose main qualification is he reproduces a lot, he's speaking at political conferences now, and he's saying...
He was a state representative before he ever had a show.
Good.
So he's not new to politics. He may be returning to it, but he's not new. Hey, context. Like I said, I'm wicked
interviewing. Years ago, I heard Governor Huckabee speak, and he was sharing about how he had taken his daughter Sarah over to one of the concentration camps where a lot of Jewish people were killed.
And how
he
was
said
it?
As they were walking out of that concentration camp, He said, little Sarah, at the time, she was like maybe, I don't know, 7 years old or so. She looked up at him and she said, Daddy, why didn't somebody do something? And you know what? That's where we are at in our nation.
I know where this is going.
You know, do we want our children, when we're going to tell them about how great America was, they're going to look at you and say, why didn't somebody do something? You know what? We have an opportunity to get involved and to make a difference. And you guys are the army that can go out and impact America. If everybody here would instead of sitting on those sidelines and watching from the bleachers, would get active, we could start a revival that would sweep the land. God bless you.
You don't get to compare things to the Holocaust, you hillbilly ass fucker.
I think, like, isn't a lot of things, like, America did step in and that's how shit happened? Like, what? Saddam Hussein, didn't, like, we put him in there? And then, like, who was the other guy that we fucked up? And then didn't we, like, kind of help out Hitler for a second?
No.
Did that not happen? Like, no. Before
yeah,
that Holocaust
we definitely
thing?
Didn't.
No.
We definitely didn't.
The Saddam Hussein thing, we did do that, though. The U.S. did do that.
Well, we helped depose him and created a different sort of power vacuum.
No, you mean get him,
get
into
him
power.
In the
we
first
get him
place.
In power. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like the U.S., like, when we try, if our intentions were a little better, maybe, but then we try to cover our asses, I feel like that's the thing that gets me. It's like, yeah, we should have done something. Well, the reason why some of this shit happened is because we did do something.
Well, he's just equating Obama to Nazis is basically what's happening.
Well,
he's saying that he's just saying liberal policies of wanting to provide health care for people and take care of social causes is just like Nazi Germany because no one's doing anything because he's an asshole. Well, I'll just say it. He is an asshole and he's populated the earth. He's got 19 fucking kids and counting. I know, because that's the title of their goddamn show.
Oh, he got into that? Was that motherfucker?
That's
oh,
the guy.
He should not be talking.
Like I said, famous for reproducing.
But he's not, but he, no.
That's what he's famous for.
He may be famous for it now, but he was politically active before he had a reality TV show.
I'm
so
going to pop out a lot of babies.
I don't think it's
fight the power.
Fight the power. So anyway, yeah.
See, this is what I'm talking about. America has the potential, then you get idiots, and then it makes me sad.
To be fair, there are idiots in other countries. We just never see them because our news covers what's going on with Justin Bieber.
Yeah, priorities. But no, it's there's idiots in other countries, but they don't get that platform. I feel like they don't get that platform.
I don't know. In England, they have Speaker's Corner. They get to stand out there and speak because it's Speaker's Corner.
Is that like speak out?
It's not like Speak Out. But anyway, it's time to wrap this thing up.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
Ted, we go to Fairhaven, Vermont.
Why am I in this pot here?
Where hundreds turned out for Fairhaven's lumberjack competition.
It's sunshine, not Ted.
And it's not just for the guys, sunshine.
Thank you.
Event organizers say the sport is growing amongst women.
Uh-oh.
Like dumpling. I don't know. Young and old came out.
My life.
Young and old came out Saturday to watch 16 competitors on the town green in Fairhaven. Five of them were women.
Wow.
Those who compete regularly say they see an increasing number of females at the events.
Wow.
Quote, the sport is definitely growing amongst women. Back in the early 70s, there were women who could do the crosscut events, and then we started to get women doing some of the chopping events, and now it's really growing. That's according to competitor Peg Engasser. That's her name, Peg Engasser.
Engasser.
Organizers say everyone goes home with at least a small cash prize, so there you go.
I wonder how many Jews participate in this. Sounds too labor-intensive for my people.
Not covered. It's in Vermont, so there's
probably not a lot.
There are Jews.
There are Jews in Vermont.
Not a huge percentage, but there are Jews in Vermont.
Good
so
to know. Good to know.
So yeah, it'll be perfectly fine if you want to go there. So that's small town news.
They won't ban me.
Nope, you'll be good. Everyone will be like, hey, it's he looks like us.
He looks like us, except for the horns. Oh wait, it's not a thing.
Oh,
no. No. I can say that. I'm Jewish, right? Right?
Yes,
yay! I can, but I shouldn't. You're right. I'm done.
I don't know.
That's true. That's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show, the Wednesday episode. Thank you, everybody, for supporting the podcast for 3 years.
I appreciate it.
We're on the fourth
year.
We're beginning the fourth.
Wasn't clear.
I appreciate
seniors.
It.
Seniors. We can just slack off. Oh, we have to do good for the half first half of the semester.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that fucked me over.
Oh.
I think that's what made me lose Stanford. No, that's not what happened.
Oh, okay.
I just want to say I appreciate each and every person who has downloaded the podcast, listened to it, shared it with people, bought stuff on Amazon through the link. Yeah, we'll keep doing it for you as long as we can. In the meantime, I'm back with a new show on Friday, and this is Cody Simpson, Pretty Brown Eyes. That's why I was shy at first, but I finally worked up the nerve. And I said, hey girl, pretty brown eyes, what you doing later tonight? What if I spend time with you? And I said, hey girl, pretty brown eyes, what you doing later tonight? What if I spend time with you? Spend a little bit of time with you. Spend a little bit of time with you. Pretty brown eyes, don't you ever be looking at them other guys, cause you ain't never had no surfer like me. Start swimming over here and ride my wave, cause I see that you party like there's no tomorrow. Let's leave the party, I'll grab my guitar. I got the keys, so jump in my car. Sit back, relax, my street is kinda far.